at the goal line.
They give it to him. He can't get it.
Doesn't get into the end zone, so Green Bay hangs on to win the game 42-34 on NBC. It was the NFL's kickoff, the season opener after the long lockout. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lundebot, 705 on September 9th. Welcome aboard. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room is wide open today. And as soon as we get everybody in here, we had Indian Dave stop by today with some great, great T-shirts that's being offered by MIAP, Missing in America Project. And in that, I'm getting echo, all type of echo back in here.
Well, we're going to be a little off, actually, this morning because, as far as routine is concerned, aren't we, Carl? Because people are going to be dropping by. This is our day to do a lot of 9/11 remembering, and we're going to be talking about the wall. We just had, like you said, Indian Dave came in with some T-shirts.
Yeah, and these T-shirts are spectacular. From the Missing in America Project, and it's got it's on the front of it is the World Trade Towers, and then and our first responders there. Dave, it's beautiful. Who did this?
Greco.
Greco?
Greco shirts down on Gravan. And this is an honor shirt for the wall. We're going to bring in the wall in
October. Right.
But
in conjunction with that big bike weekend, and
yes,
the traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Yes, but it's going to be more than that because it does have the towers on it. It's going to have the first responders, Fort Hood.
It's all heroes there.
All the heroes, and anybody that comes down, I don't want to take anything from 9/11, but anybody that comes down to that function at the Civic, that is a veteran or first responder. Police or anything of that nature, ambulance, they'll eat free that week. Okay. That week that the wall's here from the, actually it's coming in the 6th, but it'll be there until the 9th. We're going to feed breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
And we'll have breakfast burritos, lunch will be rollers and sliders, and dinner will be spaghetti.
Yeah, and that's in October. Now,
that's in October, yeah. but the reason we have the wall on here, or the towers, is because of the stuff that's going to be on the new wall. This is the largest traveling wall in existence, and we'll escort it down from Oregon. I don't know how a lot of people feel about the towers, but I'm kind of speechless because it bothers me to see that video every time I see it. It tears me up.
Well, you know, I've been watching various programs and listening to people and listening today to two women who had a lot to do with helping the people, the children after the 9/11. And she said, every year, they talk about this. And we had a school teacher come in here yesterday, and he said that his whole generation, they were 10 years old when this happened, in his class. He had eighth grade. And he said the impact that's had on them. He said now they're 22, 20, they're some of them are, it's eighth grade, so I guess they're 22, 23, gone on, got their own families and all that. They've grown up with this. We've got generations that are, they're 10 years old now or 12 years old. All they know is the war on terror and what happened that day. And you're right. It's had a tremendous impact. On the other hand, we can't let it just go away.
Well, I really appreciate, we really appreciate what you guys are doing. You're on your way to Washington. You're going to be burying 61 who have served and their spouses.
Yes.
And giving them their rightful, their the beautiful honors that they have deserved.
The honors they deserve, yes.
And you're leaving today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Missing an America Project.
Missing an America Project.
Heading, how many of you all going?
Just from here, we're taking four, and then we're going to meet some guys in Oregon and Washington when we cross the river. We're going to meet a bunch more riders there.
Okay.
And so we're going to Medical Lake up by Spokane.
And, of course, Missing in America Project is what we're talking about, is the project that was started right here in Redding, Fred Salante. It's gone nationwide. And what it does is it finds the remains of those warriors who were never claimed, have never been rendered the proper honors and burial, and then they... And then you all provide the ceremony, the ceremonial, rendering of honors and all of that, and then inter them. And
yes.
I think this is such a tremendous thing that you all do.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you guys.
And thanks for bringing by the T-shirts. They're really great. Go check them out at Tobacco and Brew.
That's right. You can buy these T-shirts to help support this wall at Tobacco and Brew.
And before we take a break, of course, we have to go to the Wells Fargo. Let's find out what's happening in the market. And we come back from
thanks,
the break.
Dave.
I want to share with you something really interesting that I saw this morning on national on our news. But let's go to Jeff Kidd with the Wells Fargo Moment.
Hey, good morning. Stock in the future suggests a lower open for the major averages after President Obama proposed a larger jobs program than analysts expected. The president challenged Congress to pass a $447 billion plan that would cut in half payroll taxes paid by workers and small business owners. Currently, the Dow Jones is off 179 points at 11,116. The S&P 500 is down 16 at 1,169. And the NASDAQ is down 23 at 2,505. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T is down 12 cents at $27.82, Bank of America is lower a dime at $7.10, and locally Walmart is down 49 cents at $51.72. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 2.01%. For commodities, gold is lower $15 at $1,851 per ounce, silver is down 44 cents at $41.84 per ounce, and crude oil is down $2.37 at $86.68 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot. And this is what we love is our Wells Fargo Business Minute, so that we can see just how happy we should be for the rest of the morning. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
To you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back, KCNR.
Hey, let's get ourselves back on track here.
Well, you know, you mean...
Ray Charles. More beautiful, far heroes prove.
Had to stop everything right there to listen to that.
We did.
Wow.
What a great track.
Okay, I want to tell you about God Bless America in this morning. So turn on Fox News, and, you know, in case you're just tuning in, 7:15, we're at KCNR. We're going to be really doing our remembrance today, and we have some other guests in as well, so things aren't going to be, you know, right on track as the way that we usually do our show. Bob has up there that it's currently 75 degrees. We're looking at 105 today, folks. Is that wrong?
I'll update that.
Okay, update it. Okay, so it's going to be 105. But I want you to know that what is really moving this morning was I turned on Fox and the stock market. The stock market this morning did a moment of silence in remembrance of 9/11. And as we all know, that whenever you see the floor, it's just crazy. So they did a moment of silence. And then this woman in uniform, surrounded by four or five other people in uniform, sang God Bless America. And you could see the people on the floor, you know, just absolutely moved in the moment. And at the end, she made a gesture with her hand, like sing along. So there were some who did and some who did not. But I just found myself looking at that, and it really brought me right back to, you know, what it is to be an American. Some crossed their hearts, some didn't, you know, or probably don't realize that's what you're supposed to do, or why don't you do that when you honor? Cross your heart with the flag or whatever that is. But it was just a great moment. And so that's kind of what Carl and I would like all of you to pass along today as you trickle through the weekend. Your trickle-down effect is, you know, fly a flag, do something in remembrance of what your statement is. You being proud that even though we're in a chaotic times, what it is to be an American and stay together.
That's right. You know, and you know, there's so many things going on this weekend for that have to do with 9/11, and the and they have, you know, around it. At 8 o'clock today, we're going to have the Wall of Remembrance. People there, Wall of Remembering. Of course, Sunday at 6:30, there's going to be 6:30 p.m. at the City of Shasta Lake, the 9/11 ceremony, remembrance ceremony that'll go on, kind of a candlelight, but they have food, everything there, and it's just a time to remember and to pay honor to those heroes that died and since then, not only in 9/11 but since then, who have first responders, military, and all that. Tonight, Jan Daly is giving a concert, and it has to do with the Family Justice Center, yet they're honoring veterans, too. They're going to be honoring 10 veterans from our community, ranging from World War II veterans to the latest global war and terror. They've got a lot of things going on this weekend that are going to be talking, and we're going to be talking about also. But this is a weekend to remember. It's been 10 years. And where were you 10 years ago? Where were you 10 years ago when this happened? Share that with us. I was at a conference, even though I was no longer in the Marine Corps. I'd retired by then. I'd been invited to this conference. And that morning I was flipping through the channels and not really paying attention as I was getting ready to go to the conference, and then all of a sudden I realized that the channels were all saying the same thing, that all were showing the same thing, is that there was a disaster. I saw the Pentagon was on fire. And then when I flipped the next channel, it was the World Trade Towers were, one was on fire, and then the other one was hit or had just been hit, and now they were both on fire. And watching this with just thinking to yourself, you know, the attack. What else is happening? Where else are we going to be hit that day? And so, it, as you can probably imagine, everybody was scrambling to get back to their units, but all flights had been canceled that day. So the men were actually renting cars and starting a 3-day trek back to the East Coast. This was, like I said, in Palm Springs. Either heading back to the East Coast or they're heading to the West Coast. All on that day, on 9/11. And it has changed dramatically our world. And it continues to change our world. We've got to take a quick break here.
Currently 79 degrees. And we have a red flag warning. We'll get back to you about what's happening with the weather and the wind. To be on the lookout, we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR, 1460.
And freedom will be defended.
Right. Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
There's a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
Two planes into the towers of 1 and 2 World Trade Center. A third plane crashed to the Pentagon.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
I'm very worried, very scared.
And I had to start again.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Just my children.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Lower Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War.
Some of the casualties are in the collapsed building and buildings around the World Trade Center. I'm told that it's just a scene of rubble and utter devastation.
This country will rebound, and what can you say in the situation? There's just not a lot we can say.
This is something that's affecting everyone directly.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. Carl.
Well, you know, our country since then has had such an effect. Chat room, you've got your comments in here and all that. And give us a call and let other people hear what you're saying, too. That 10 years ago. When you were aware of this, we were told by a gentleman that was here earlier this week that when his mother saw it, she was just terribly frightened because she had seen the same thing in World War II after the attack at Pearl Harbor, and she saw what happened after that when the nation went to war and the changes and all of that. It was tremendous changes, and we've had tremendous changes in our country since 9/11. We've been at war essentially for 10 years. We have thousands and thousands of our sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and even mothers and fathers are in combat at this point.
Maybe there is something that is powerful about remembering. We as a country at that point, we were united. We're flying flags. If you can remember what it was like to help your neighbor, you cared. You were nicer in the grocery store. You let the person in front of you get in front of you on the freeway. Remember those days? We have become divided.
The nation pulled together on that time and became one, and we haven't seen that since then. And it shouldn't take a terrorism incident or an attack on our country that kills thousands and thousands and leads to wars to unite this country again. You hear people giving lip service to this, and our politicians is that why can't we just work together? Well, you know what, the people want you to work together. Yeah, you know what? You can, if you look at Reading as a microcosm of the world and of the United States, and maybe you can't because there are many people here that are clear-minded. You look at the threads in the Record Searchlight, and you see such hatred and anger based strictly on whether you're, you are a Tea Party or you are a liberal or you are, whatever the correct nomenclature is out there. And yet, why this anger? Why this hatred? Why this lack of civility for each other? I mean, you can blame it on anything. You want to blame it on talk radio, then fine, blame it on talk radio. However, that means you're not responsible for your own feelings and your own ability to take charge of what you say to other people. I mean, it's ridiculous to blame other people and organizations or TV or the liberal biased media or whatever you call it. It's up to you to control your feelings and how what you think and the things you say. And is there middle ground? Of course there's middle ground. Why don't we strive for that? And, we may not get everything we want, but isn't the idea that we move America forward? Isn't that the idea? That 10 years ago Sunday, people came into our country when we were complacent. We were complacent and we thought everything was fine. We were starting off this decade and then we were attacked. Since then, we have children that are living in fear. Their whole lives changed. We had the people on talking about Suicide Prevention Week, remember, Linda? And she said that 10-year-olds have had nothing to do, but they've lived with the idea of attacks. They've lived with heightened terror resolutions. They've lived with an economy that's tanked. And because of that, and because that there's so much pressure, different types of pressure on our children. But I think a lot of this we can face it. A lot of these things that we can, to take a step back, take a deep breath, take a look at what it was when after we were attacked, we were a country.
And let's not forget, there were not just the towers, the Pentagon. And how about the heroes in the fields of Pennsylvania that took down the terrorists on that flight? Flight 93, those people who decided, okay, I'm going to go down, and while I go down, those people, in fact, if we think about heroes, there's so many heroes that happened during 9/11. What would you do? Would you lay your life on the line? You didn't have a choice. What would you do faced with those circumstances? Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 7:33 in the morning on September 9th. Yeah, you know, it's not September 11th yet, but we're starting to celebrate it now. We're starting to remember, not celebrate, but remember what happened that day. It's a day that should always be remembered, and it should always be remembered and put in the correct context of what it is.
currently 79 degrees. If you're just tuning in here, we're going to have a hot day of 103. And when I said I would give you an update on the red flag warning, just got an urgent fire message that said there's a low pressure system that's going to move over Central California today and linger throughout the weekend. Bob, you're really good with this stuff. Tell us what red flag warning means.
Yeah, welcome back, man.
Yeah, sorry,
hey, we missed you there, guys.
We've been flying.
It was an interesting trip. But yeah, well, what a red flag warning means, it's a certain set of criteria set by the National Weather Service and fire agencies that when these conditions exist, and it's a combination of temperature, fuels moisture, winds, other factors, they issue what is called a red flag warning. That means basically it's an increased fire danger, and it puts the fire agencies on alert. In some cases, they move equipment around. As a matter of fact, we were up in Alturas yesterday, and because of the thunderstorms being brought about by this low pressure system that's passing through, the increased number of lightning strikes in very dry conditions, they were staging crews to be ready to begin initial attack on these lightning strike fires. So we're in a very touchy period in our fire season. Traditionally here in the North State, our worst fire incidents have been in the September-October time frame, the lightning catastrophe of 04 notwithstanding. But anyway, yes, we're in a red flag situation. I can think of several fires. The Happy Valley fire in October of, I think that was 2000, started by somebody dragging a trailer, and the chain was bouncing on the ground through sparks. The Bear and Jones fire, yeah, all very dangerous. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking and telling you what's happening in the community, remembrance, and fun and music all weekend long. It's pretty packed. So stay tuned for updates on some of the great events going on in the Redding and the North State area in a moment.
And let's introduce our guest.
Dennis. Who is a great familiar face, and we're so happy to have you here to keep us informed.
Oh, good morning, and thanks for inviting me.
Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables.
Dennis Patterson.
And you were going to, you know, we were talking solar, and which is your expertise, among other things. You're expert in so many things here. We've seen three major solar energy companies go bankrupt.
That were government funded, correct?
Yeah, that had a lot of government funding behind them. But that's different than, of course, than what you do.
Right.
Totally different from what you do. But but tell us, solar is here. I mean, solar is here to stay.
Sure it is. And the great advantage now is, and the reason these companies went bankrupt, is very little market for solar on the residential and small commercial stuff. What you're seeing going on out there is government-funded large systems or utility-grade systems. These companies, there's just not enough demand for solar panels right now, so a lot of these borderline companies are going bankrupt, even though they were funded by the government initially. The advantage to the current customer base is that the cost of solar power has dropped dramatically in the last 6 to 8 months, where you can get a system that's going to support your home, get you started for $12,000, and then you get all these tax credits on it. Now you're down around $6,000 out of pocket. We have lease programs where you have no money down and very little payments for a long time, and you're saving money every month. So it's opened up a lot of opportunities for folks that may not be interested in solar before.
Okay, I want to hear that again. Because that was, I think there's a fear in solar, and I can tell you for me, solar, $30,000.
Right.
Solar's like a pool.
Right.
So let's go back to what you just said again. I think it's important to repeat that. Things change.
Oh, and I talked to people 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when we first got in this business, 8 or 9 years ago, and the price has dropped 60% since then. So when people go, well, it's too expensive. Well, you need to revisit that. You need to have it looked at because the cost of your energy has increased, and it's going to continue to increase. If you read the newspaper, they're asking for all kinds of increases. It's only going to get worse, particularly since the state of California passed AB 32, the Greenhouse Gas Initiative for California. They are beginning to implement that since it's been approved by the court system to be constitutional. So you're going to see your energy prices skyrocket in the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, so Dennis, tell us, for instance, give us a, because I'm such a visual person and I say that all the time, statistics sometimes rattle in my head, I'm sorry. Give me a visual of what it is like with a project that you just worked on.
You mentioned $30,000 for a solar program. Not uncommon years ago. That same output system, same size system, better quality. They keep refining it. The technology has increased. The efficiency has increased. And now that same $30,000 system is $12,000. And before there was a $2,000 tax credit. Now it's a 30% of the total cost of the system tax credit. Comes right off, dollar for dollar, off what you owe the IRS at the end of the year. And that can be rolled over until 2017 if you can't use it all at once. There are still some rebates available in PG&E land. You know, the city of Reading stole all the rebate money from REU and used it for their purposes. And those were put in by, that fund was funded by all the ratepayers in the city of Reading. So there is no rebate in the city of Reading, and yet I have several systems that we've just installed in the city of Reading without the rebate because they know the advantage and that the cost of Reading Electric is going to increase dramatically soon.
Well, no, and you know what? That's no secret. And it's even though they're fighting it, and there's another lawsuit today in the paper going against REU about raising rates and all this. But as long as AB 32 is in there and they don't back off, REU, my friends, doesn't have a choice.
That's
You can we can quibble about putting this much money into the general fund, or we can say it's right or it's wrong. But the one thing that's holding constant is that AB 32 is continuing to be implemented, and we had a chance to slow it down during the last election. We chose not to do that. We, the people of California, we chose also to put in a high speed rail, which I have no idea. I have no idea what that's about. But we have this, so this is going to happen. Now we got to take a quick break, but we want to talk about when we come back is a senator, just a Democratic senator at this, just came out and brought out something that we need to protect our solar industry in the United States, and they're talking mainly about building the solar panels from the Chinese, who have taken a huge bite out of the market and are, you can even say, dumping solar panels in America so that they can wipe out, you know, our companies and then come back in later on and control the whole solar panel market, which is one of the reasons that these three big companies.
And I also would like to hear from you again, going back to the visual of a project perhaps you worked on that was from the beginning to the end, and the story of you know how it works, what you did, and what kind of feedback you've gotten.
Certainly.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Malchasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Malchasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Malchasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Malchasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Malchasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When chamber members tell us why they belong to the chamber, they say things like, the chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Scott Jeter, owner of Jeterbilt Construction. We're a full-service general construction company specializing in all your building projects, both large and small. Locally owned and operated, we've established ourselves as a leader in the foreclosure rehab market. We're the only certified Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac repair specialist north of Sacramento. Property cleanup, remodeling, to construction consulting, and the final rekey. Let Jeterbilt be your finishing touch.
Call Lisa or Scott at 524-6003. Jeterbilt, we are here to help you love your home.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. September the 9th, 7:45 in the morning here. September 9th, and we've been talking about 9/11 today, and we're going to continue to do that. At 8 o'clock, we have the Wall of Remembrances. The people from Longcrest are going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about 9/11 and other topics, everything that's going on over the weekend. But our guest right now is Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, and we're talking solar and how to right now seems to be the time is the time to, if you're going to put solar in, it's a great time to do it now.
Oh, absolutely. If you're talking about price and return on investment, which is part of the issue. You know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, when we sold a solar system and we could prove that it would pay for itself in 10 to 12 years, we kissed the ground. Now, it pays for itself in 4.5 or 5 years because of the increased cost in energy. And it's just better technology, more efficient, and less cost. Now is a time to look at it again. I just received an increase in prices in some of our vendors, and they're talking about the cost of solar panels beginning to come back up again because there's been a shortage in the market with these new bankruptcies. You're going to see fewer manufacturers, so the cost is going to rise a little bit. Not a lot, I don't think. But now is the time to look at it if you ever thought about it. It's incredible.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is I just saw is where the government, I just got received a news release from Camp Pendleton where they're building, they're putting in all types of green technology. They're building new barracks for the Marines. They're using solar. They're putting, in fact, it was announced that they're going to be putting in solar technology in base housing in many of the military bases clear across country. To start offsetting, the cost of energy that they're using, too.
Well, that's one of the few things that government does right. They're thinking ahead because it cuts your cost of energy forever. These things come with a 25-year warranty, but they last 50 years producing what they're supposed to do. And there's no maintenance, no cost involved after that. It's just it's insane.
Can you build in stages? Like, I want to start here and then just keep adding to it, or is that something you should do all at one time?
No, you can do a little at a time. We have a lot of customers that say that. And if that's the case, we do the infrastructure, all the wiring, conduit, and so forth for that expanded system. So that when you do add on, it costs less per watt. And when you talk about solar systems, we have a couple of different products, so to speak. We do an all-American system where everything we do is made in the United States. It used to cost a tremendous amount more to do that. Now it's barely 5 to 10% more, and you can have an all-American system. Things are made here in Oregon or in Tennessee. Some of it's made in California. And we just do not, absolutely do not, buy the cheap Chinese stuff. There are some Chinese-made product that is high quality. We'll offer that as well for those that are just absolutely cost-conscious. They only have a certain budget. They want to stick with that. We offer that. But we try to push the all-American stuff. Let's keep our boys here working if we can.
Well, that
makes
sense. I
think that's fantastic.
That makes sense. Somebody, we just sent us something here about something about... you're involved in shooting, too,
In the shooting of on the horse with the cowboy pistol.
Right, cowboy-mounted shooting.
Cowboy-mounted shooting, and you've been on before to talk about that, so this is what we were talking about, how diverse you are. Someone had just called in to talk about there's something happening at the Reading Gun Club, and they wanted you to talk about it or make an announcement.
Well,
or maybe they're on
the
air.
Oh, maybe not. Bad Bob, what was that about?
Eldon said he had invited you to this competition that he it was a reminder, and he wanted you to mention it on air about the Cowboy Action Shooters taking place out at the Ready Gun Club. Registration at 8, shooting starts at 9. Bring a holstered weapon and about 200 rounds.
There you go. And for info, call 355-0716. Okay. You're right. Eldon hasn't. I've been invited out there, you know, and it just, you know, as soon as my life becomes my own, I would like to go back and shoot on Tuesday afternoons and then shoot, you know, shoot Saturdays. You know, I couldn't even shoot trap this summer. So.
Meanwhile, our guest is Dennis Patterson. We're talking about West Coast Sustainables and solar and what's going on with solar now, and you've really given us some great information. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Redding's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Redding.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, born in the USA.
Did you hear me clicking?
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It is 7:53 in the morning. Carl on the bot, September the 9th, and we are proud to be born in the United States, be born in America. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And you know what? They're proud to be Americans down there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great drinks in the afternoon, because it's going to be 108 degrees today, my friends. So you want to go out there and get those cool drinks. They've got them at Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the
in the state. And you know what? You can buy, you can get those Missing in America Project T-shirts that are so beautiful that we have. We're looking at them right now with the World Trade Tower on it. The first responders, military. It's a beautiful shirt, and you can get them right down there.
And what a better place! They're $15. What better place can you go? With this or a company that these friends.
The people that do so much of
the community who do so much for the veterans, who stand behind community events, have a community room. You know, if you're looking to put together a, you know, like a gathering, it's like a donation. People don't do that. This is a donation for this room that's next to Tobacco Room. I know we're going on and on and on, but we got to find out, too. They're going to have a cigar rolling event happening this month where they're going to bring in somebody to do this. So that's really great.
Okay. Dennis Patterson's our guest, and somebody was sitting here in solar panel
in the chat room.
Yeah, it said, "How about backups? Can you do backups on your solar?"
Absolutely. There's a couple of choices. We do grid-tied systems where the system feeds back to the utility, reduces your bill, and then you can do a battery backup with a generator or without a generator, where when the utility goes down, it automatically swaps over to the battery, and you don't even know that the rest of your neighbors have no electricity. You have it just like nothing ever happened. When the utility comes back, it switches over, charges back the batteries, and you're on grid, and it reduces your bill again. And then we have off-grid. If you've got a place out there where it costs $100,000 to bring PG&E in, or you're out in the woods and you're tired of running a generator all the time, we will put in a solar system with batteries and so forth where you don't have to have the generator. It just runs everything you want, lights, refrigerator, stereo, TV, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of different options out there.
All right. So you, Dennis Patterson is our guy to go to for solar. And so it's a, give us a phone number there.
Okay. Best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone, because I'm on the road a lot talking to folks, at 524-9652. And we do everything. I do free estimates. I'll come out and look at your place and see if you're a good candidate for solar. Because some folks say, oh, yeah, I got lots of sun. Well, it's only between noon and 1 in the afternoon. That's not going to work. It doesn't pay for itself well enough. So we'd come right up and say that. The other thing is we only do solar. We don't do heating and air conditioning. We don't do general construction. For the last 8 years, we focused just solar. So we're experts. I'm the only nationally certified instructor for PV here in Shasta County. Under the NCER program, I teach over at Shasta Builders Exchange, a 40-hour course, and we teach the other contractors, workers, entry-level people, designers, architects, all the code required for solar, how to do it correctly, how to do it efficiently, because there's a lot of different ways to design a solar system, and we teach ethics as part of that. And it's not part of the curriculum. It's something that I feel is required. And one of the biggest things about ethics is that if you're in construction and you're a contractor or you're a homeowner talking to a contractor about any kind of project, the maximum down payment that's allowed by contract law is $1,000. Doesn't matter how much the project's worth. It could be a $1 million home. You cannot ask for more than $1,000 up front.
When did that come into effect?
Oh, my goodness. Years and years and years ago. It just no.
I think a lot of people don't realize that.
No.
Oh, and that includes, I need $3,000 for materials.
Right.
All that.
Can't do that.
Okay.
Wow.
It's, Dennis, 9/11. Remember where you were?
Yeah, I was getting ready to go to work, and we had the radio on, and I heard something, and turned the television on, and all I see is chaos. And I was late to work. I was riveted to watch what was going on, scared the ever-loving bejeminis out of me. And every September, I look at that and go, holy smokes. My problem, I guess, is about the same kind of thing happened in Pearl Harbor, and we went to war and kicked somebody's butt. And here we're doing fiddling around and trying to forget it. It's like, we can't forget this kind of stuff. I'm sorry. This is an important element of our life. You can't forget it. You just can't.
That's... I don't know how you can. I can't even. I'm with you.
The unfortunate thing, we got a couple minutes left here, is that we want to. I think there's people that don't want to remember it. You know, that's part that it's just too terrible. We can't keep talking about it. And then I see the changes in our country. I see. You know, the big thing in the chat rooms has been in a school in San Diego, an elementary school in San Diego, they're having They're giving a part of the schoolroom during the middle of the day for prayers for girls, for Muslim girls. And when they ask about it, they said, well, you know, this is nobody's forcing them to do it. They can come in here and pray. And that they're offering it also to the Christian, you know, for non. And the point that people are saying is that we're having people fighting the Pledge of Allegiance in other parts of this country because it uses the word under God. You know, we're having some confusion here, you know, and in this country. And again, we go back to, well, we've got to get back to the center core of our country, which made us strong.
Our founding fathers, what they had to say, and they believed in God.
You know, it's and you know what? That's it. In 9/11, they're having not one reference, not one minister of any faith is allowed to speak because I guess they're afraid that something terrible will happen up in New York. And with Mayor Bloomberg has said there will be no references to
well, God Bless America was sung like this morning on the New York Stock Exchange floor,
yep.
And it was a beautiful. I hope they keep playing it because it was a beautiful sight to behold.
Okay. Hey, we got to get run here. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the people that are bringing in the Wall of Remembrance. We're going to be discussing 9/11. We're going to be discussing a lot of other things, too. This is Carl Lindabot.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The day after telling Congress,
pass this jobs bill and starting tomorrow, small businesses will get a tax cut if they hire new workers.
President Obama goes to Virginia to sell that plan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the big takeaway from the speech last night for House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is to move forward.
In working on the things that we can agree on now and not waiting for resolution on the differences.
White House Advisor Gene Sperling says, yeah, they're ready to deal.
Of course, we're going to welcome the parts of the plan where they do support.
And the White House says the president will submit an actual bill early next week, and it will include specific language on how to pay for it all, Dave.
And Rich, the president will start talking a little later this hour. There's more worry about Europe's economy, triggering another sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 154. There's extra police on patrol in Washington and New York after new threat just ahead of 9/11's anniversary that some terrorists might be traveling here or already here to carry out an attack. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes was just out in Times Square, now here live.
Yeah, that's right, Dave, and security down there is pretty hardcore.
Obviously, we're concerned about this latest threat. It's credible, it's specific.
NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly, the threat involves a possible car bomb attack. Police are setting up random roadblocks. Cars are getting inspected at the Lincoln Tunnel. And train passengers at Penn Station say police are wearing helmets armed with assault rifles and bulletproof vests. Definitely not your normal Friday commute, Dave.
Todd, some rivers are receding in the Northeast, but hundreds of homes and water and roads remain underwater in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey.
This is the second time in 2 weeks in a row. I mean, that's very bad.
Irene first flooded him out as a hurricane. Now all the new damage from Tropical Storm Lee's remnants. They have lights and air conditioning again in San Diego and the part of Arizona darkened by yesterday's massive power outage being blamed on human error. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
The new terror threat for New York and Washington comes just ahead of Sunday's 10-year 9/11 anniversary being remembered already. In a moment of silence on Wall Street, another one today in the House of Representatives. There's also been a ceremony at the UN in Virginia this morning. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta saluted first Pentagon responders.
This country, unified
as a result of what happened.
People are also gathering in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Ken Nacky lost his older brother on Flight 93. Tomorrow, Louis Joseph Nacky and 39 others will be honored in a ceremony with guests including Vice President Joe Biden and former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. President Obama will attend a 9/11 ceremony here in Shanksville on Sunday. Nacky says the dedication of this memorial to him represents a time of healing.
And, you know, and honor my brother's memory, like living my life like it's September 10th, 2001, not September 11th.
Today would have been Louis Joseph Nacky's 52nd birthday. In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
NASA's again delayed the unmanned mission to study what's under the moon's surface, rescheduling it to tomorrow over rocket engine concerns. Bad weather postponed yesterday's launch. Great Scott! Nike is going back to the future.
I'll be back in time. Nike's creating a limited edition shoe based on a glowing pair of kicks that appeared in the popular 1989 movie Back to the Future 2. The 2011 Nike Mag is designed to be an exact replica, including a glowing Nike name on the strap. Nike's issuing only 1,500 pairs. The sneakers will be auctioned on eBay. All the proceeds donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's disease research. Fox played Marty McFly in the Back to the Future trilogy. Unlike the movie version, though, these shoes won't lace themselves.
That's Sal Giangrasso. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Am I on?
Yes.
Thanks, Bob.
That's right. No, it's what we're going to be okay. Playing. We're going to play a snippet of Chris McCandles has a new song. Welcome back to KCNR. It's 8:05 in the morning. I'm sorry. Chris McCandles is has written a song. You know, we just got it last night. We're going to play it fresh for you.
Well, where you were on 9/11, when all those souls died and went to heaven. Changed when we heard about those planes, when our country was attacked on 9/11. One thing I'll never do is just forget all those people that I never met. They were just like you.
Chris McCandles, where were you on 9/11? Chris does so much for the veterans, and so hats off to you, Chris. He's going to be performing this weekend with his band out at the Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off. It's going to be happening this weekend, and again out at the Convention Center. All kinds of events, Papa Do Run Run. But most importantly, we just wanted to say hats off to Chris McCandles and Summer Chappelle as well. So our local wonderful singers that, you know, that do wonderful things for our community. That's something that you can do this weekend if you're looking to go have fun. Of course, we're here to also talk about all the things that are going on to remember and where were you and what's happening this weekend so that you can honor. And that is leading us into our next guests. Welcome, ladies, to the program.
Heather Berry and Yvonne Manzella from Longcrest Chapel.
Heather and Yvonne.
And you all are hosting the Wall of Remembrance out there at Longcrest. And you want to tell us about what the Wall of Remembrance is?
Certainly. We have place the Wall of Remembrance. It's a 4 feet by 24 feet wall, which lists the names. Just under 3,000 names are listed on this wall. So we put it up September 1st, and it will be up until September 30th. So the whole month with 24-hour access to anybody who wants to stop by and take a moment and look at the wall.
So say let somebody's has gone to dinner and they've enjoyed their again, say that they want to get away from it and they do a music thing, and on the way home they go, you know what, let's go check out the wall, because we cannot forget, we must remember. And here you're doing this wall of honor. Tell us, for somebody who maybe has never been there, what does that look like at nighttime? Where do we go? Where are you located?
We are right off East Cypress, between Victor and
Churn Creek.
But it's placed right out front of the chapel, right in front of the flag. So it's quite a sight to see. We were out at softball and on our way home stopped off at 10:30 at night to just take a second and look at it, because it's breathtaking to see. So,
well, tell us what it took to bring that here.
Our company, Dignity Memorial, made these available to any location who wanted to provide the community with this wall. So we made the decision just about a month ago that we had to do it. We had to put it up and certainly bring that to Reading. So we're fortunate our company provided us with the tools to do that. It took a whole weekend to get it put together, but it's certainly worth it. So we're glad to have it.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a break here and talk about that when we get back. This is Carl Lindebaugh. We're talking the Wall of Remembrance, and it's 8:10 in the morning. It's 82 degrees. We're going to have a hot one today. Join us after these messages.
This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeter Built Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. It's 8:10 in the morning, and it is September the 9th. It's 82 degrees, going up to 106 or 8 today. One of those. And let's go to Wells Fargo for our business minute. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The Dow and Nasdaq are sharply lower in early trading amid new signs of stress in Europe and doubt that a jobs plan can give a quick boost to the U.S. economy. The larger-than-expected plan was criticized by some in Congress as not fully funded. Currently, the Dow Jones is off 146 points at 11,149. The S&P 500 is down 11 at 1,173, and the Nasdaq is down 15 at 2,513. Some of the day's biggest movers: Alcoa is down 19 cents at $11.84. Disney is down 34 cents at $51.88. And locally, Walmart is down 44 cents at $51.73. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 1.95%. For commodities, gold is lower $18 at $1,849 per ounce. Silver is down 56 cents at $41.73 per ounce. And crude oil is down $2.08 at $86.95 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff, and we appreciate that Wells Fargo minute. You know, you can almost tell when the market's going to go down, because it's in direct relationship to the night before President Obama makes a speech about the economy. Every time he does, the market goes down. I would see that, oh, he's going to give a speech on the 8th, then I would sell, you know, and then on the 9th, you buy. I mean, that's just, I mean, it. How hard can that be? Anyway, hey, our guest today, I'm sorry, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, probably. Hey, our guest today, Heather Berry and Yvonne Manzella, and Longcrest Chapel brought in the Wall of Remembrance. And it's going to be in front of at Longcrest Chapel, which is in between. It's on
East Cypress,
in between Churn Creek and Victor. And you can go out there and see this. And you're going to have a service now, I believe, on Sunday too. Is that correct?
Correct. It'll start at 3:00. Probably run right about an hour. I know we have a lot of special guests coming to be in attendance. We wanted to invite someone from the like Reading Fire Department. I talked with a lady yesterday from Red Cross, so she'll be there. They had a big part with 9/11, so we certainly wanted to recognize them at the service. Mayor Missy MacArthur will be there to speak, and Rob Burrows, who you guys know very well. So
Rob.
He'll be in attendance there. So.
Oh, wonderful.
That's great. Okay, we appreciate you all doing this for the community.
And for everyone, okay. Do stop by if you get a chance. You just drive down Cypress, go into, of course, Longcrest Memorial Park right there. You know, many of you have attended the Memorial Day and the Veteran Day events. You guys have done a spectacular bang-up job. And here you brought this wall of memorial wall with 3,000 names of those whose lives were lost in this terrible incident. We have to take a break, but do you have any closing thoughts here?
No, I just think you talked earlier about what would you do in that moment, you know, and just everybody taking the time to remember, and that's what it's all about. So we're glad that we have the wall available 30 days and definitely doing the service on 9/11.
That's right, and, you know, you can take any time during that 30 days, day or night,
right.
Go out there and take a look at it. Okay, again, you're having a ceremony at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things going on Sunday. The Asphalt Cowboys barbecue goes all day long. We're going to go through a number of things, but your service, the one out at City of Shasta Lake, which starts at 6:30, so you can, you know, you can see, you know, you can
sunrise.
Go to Sunrise. That's right. Sunrise service at 6:45 at the Giant Flag. That'll be, you know, that's awesome, and that's a great service there too. So there's a lot of places to remember what happened on 9/11 and how it changed our lives. Okay, thank you so much, Heather and Yvonne.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Abbott. 82 degrees, 8:15 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fight that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. The home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back.
Yeah.
KCNR 1460, currently 82 degrees. It's going to be 105 today. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we say 105, 106, 103. It's supposed to be the hottest day today. So prepare yourselves. That's all we're saying here at on Free Fire. How are you guys doing? The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, by the way. One of our favorite destinations, Anselmo Vineyards. And out this weekend, Saturday, is Charles Villona and Bruce Kalin. Of course, Sunday night is their wine tasting that they have. Thursday nights are their pizza nights. And, of course, the spectacular menu by Chef John Stadelli.
Who will be on next week, by the way.
That's right, in Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, I think we're going to try to head out there somewhere between all the things that we're doing this weekend to have a fabulous meal.
Like yeah. That. Yeah. Well, you know, they sold out all their pizzas last Thursday.
Isn't that great?
Over 60 of them. Yeah, it was really anyway. Going on back, you know, all these things that are going on this weekend, and I mean, just we've got a whole list of them that we're going to go through. But, you know, let's talk about some of the things that have happened in our world here, and it's, you know, in Reading. The, you know, it looks like there's another utility lawsuit, another one. They're asking for a refund, be given, and no rate hikes. They're going after REU again. The same crew that, I shouldn't say the same crew, but a lot of the same people that were, in the last lawsuit, was talking about not moving the funds to the general fund here in the city. So now they're talking about no rates increases, and we want refunds. So that could be another costly legal battle we're going on. This group of the ratepayers, and they're called Citizens for Fair REU Rates. First sued the city in February about the 7.84% rate tax, a rate hike. And now they're saying, look, nothing goes on here. Anyway, Walt McNeil, again, is representing the ratepayers, and it said that all the stuff that the REU has done with the city is illegal. And, of course, the city just voted to say, hey, we're going to fight this because we don't believe it is. We believe we're grandfathered into it. Now, you know, something big, you know, and you know what, I don't know. Does this need to be on the front page? But I think it really does. Growing marijuana. It appears that a gent here has 36 plants in his backyard, ranging from 9 to 14 feet tall and covering 960 square feet of his yard. They are enclosed within a 6-foot-tall chain-link fence that's topped with 3 strands of barbed wire, again, out of Record Searchlight. And the city of Reading officials saying that this guy is violating 3 city ordinances. The area he's cultivating is too large, his plants are too tall and can be seen from the street, and the plants are too close to his neighbor's property. And the gentleman here, James Benno, has said no. He's just being targeted because he is a critic of the city's marijuana cultivation ordinance. They're trying to exterminate me. But the city says, that's a bunch of crap. What we're trying to do is make him, you know, that he, here are the regulations, he lives up to them. Well, Mr. Bano says he's not going to do that. Mr. Bano is renting the house, and the man that owns the house that he's renting from, and maybe I can find his name in the article. I'm sure I can. But what he says is, well, you know what, I think I want to just stay out of this one.
The property owner,
Robert Ballard of Reading, also received a compliance order, and Ballard said Thursday he didn't want to comment except that he is trying to stay out of the dispute and let Benno handle it.
I told them I would never comply. Well, here's the thing. And, you know, I don't care if you grow medical marijuana, but you know what? If I have rules that I have to live by to do business in this town or to do things in this city, and there's ordinances, and if I go against the ordinances, here comes the city, and they will slap me with some kind of, you know, fine or say, hey, comply with this or else. Frankly, if you're doing something that's illegal, that it's against the city ordinances like this, and you don't want to comply, then I think the city should slap you with all types of ordinances. And I think they should continue to do that, and I think they should do it with the owner of the property, too. The owner of the property obviously knows what's going on, and if he can't tell his renter not to do it. But you know what? How many marijuana plants is this? This is a lot of marijuana. They're getting ready to harvest it next month, from what I understand. And so how much money do you think is in that many plants? And he would have to cut back. I'm sure money has nothing to do with it. I'm sure it's just a medical thing. But he would, okay, he's got these 36 plants, 960 square feet of growth, of marijuana growth. And how much would he have? He'd have to cut back. He'd have to reduce the square footage of his cultivation plot to 300 square feet. He must move the plot so the plants are at least 10 feet away from the backyard property lines and 30 feet from the nearest neighbors. He also needs to reduce the height of the plants. So he would have to cut his growing area there by two-thirds, cut his plants back, they're 9 to 14 feet tall, to 8 plants, and then move the rest of them. We're talking about a lot of money there. Now, I mean, sure, they're not making money on this. I know they're not making money on medicinal marijuana. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that, but that would be a huge hit on that crop. And he's growing for all these other people that need it. I'm not sure how much people need because it's never been established. And you know what? If people need to smoke it all day long or bathe in it or eat it, fine. That's fine. But, and I don't care if Mr. Bennell grows it. I'm glad he's not growing it in the house next to us. If everybody else has to play by the rules, why not Mr. Bennell? I don't know, what do you think? I mean, plus, how'd you like to be the neighbor? It does show him putting up a covering or, kind of a barrier between his house and the next door neighbor. But how would you like to have that next door to you?
Isn't that follow the heading of a nuisance, attractive nuisance or something, like having a swimming pool? You have to put all kinds of security around your swimming pool, but you can just leave the pot out where kids
climb
the
fence. He's got a 6-foot fence with a 3-foot barbed wire around it. I mean, that seems to be people.
Individual, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say he's got, like, big dogs and claymore mines around it, but I can understand is that when people, marijuana smells.
Oh, yeah.
Marijuana smells, and what they call it, skunk weed?
Before it's even burning,
yeah.
It smells.
And how'd you like to have 960 square feet growing and right up against your property line here? I mean, what about the other person's rights? That's why the law is. You've got to move it away from the property line. It can only be so tall.
Well, I will tell you, in a day long ago, a friend had a house in an area, and across the street was a rental home. And you knew, first of all, it always smelled like they were cooking. And this was something that they had to go through, not only just the cooking, but, with another kind of, drug, but that they were, tall stalks as well, plants as well, that you could see over the fence. And next door to this house was a home where a woman had four or five different elderly patients that she took care of. And finally, because the sheriff of that particular county, and they weren't taking action, I think it's really now coming to the forefront that people better start doing something about this. She finally sold her house and just moved. She couldn't stand it anymore.
Well, you know what?
And neither could the elderly patients.
Yeah. One of our chat room people said, hey, they bring money to the county and it keeps the people sedated.
But I would be curious. I'm sure that there hasn't been time for the statistics to show up yet, but the number of bad drivers out there, from my observation, seems to be on the uptick. People just weaving all over the road.
Another comment in the chat room says, what about all the robberies, shootings, and stabbings lately over medical marijuana? It's getting to be harvest time. And people are going in and
no,
taking
it's lethal. It's lethal. Harvest time becomes lethal. If somebody feels like they have thousands, hundreds of thousands, or perhaps millions at stake, that's it. You're done. If you're taking a walk again, let's talk about this. If you wanted to get away from it all and you're just be very mindful. It may be something we've had people call on the show where it's actually right in the county, right in the city, and it's somebody who's it's kind of like an abandoned lot or at the end of a cul-de-sac, and they'll come across a patch.
And they're worried about it, yeah. And in fact, some of our chatters are in here right now that have had that. They've had that happen. They're out for a walk, and oh my gosh, who are these people around here? You know, the other thing is, let me ask a question here. From what I understand, if you put male pollen out, is that true? That male pollen will kill off these plants? Oh, marijuana pollen? I don't know if that's true or not.
The horticulture of the plant is not a topic I've
made
much
study at this point, right? Yeah. You know, I was sitting in a bar. I know that's hard to believe in Las Vegas, which is even harder to believe. As my buddy after taking a ride on a Harley, which is even harder and harder and harder to believe. I know this is really getting up there.
Let me guess, we were talking about shooters.
Yeah, we were doing our drug of choice, tequila. And you know, the thing about it is, we were talking about how people are growing marijuana. This was before all this happened here.
Yes.
And we said, everybody's going to grow it. And this guy sitting next to us didn't even know. He goes, it's not that easy. And we got a 10-minute class on how hard it is to grow good marijuana. He says, no, I mean it. He gave us a 10-minute class on, you've got to do this and this and this and this. It's not, you can't just throw it out there. And it was,
there's the cultivation.
This is like, you know, exquisite roses we're talking about here.
Roses are easier. I'm sure you can plant them and they grow.
Manure. There's a lot of cow manure flying that day. Yeah. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a lot of things going on. We got a lot of things, other things going on. What do you think about the Obama jobs plan? You know what? One of the things I did was we checked on it, you know, the fact check. And a lot of things that Mr. Obama said, like, hey, it's paid for. Not true. Yeah. So the other thing is listen to liberal radio, which I do, by the way. And I'm going to talk about that when we come back about what they think. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power systems?
Obama asked Congress a question last night.
The question is whether, in the face of an ongoing national crisis, we can stop the political circus and actually do something to help the economy.
The president proposes a jobs plan that would cost more than $400 billion, paid for with a combination of spending cuts and more tax money from richer Americans. The president is on the road today, about to talk about it in Richmond, Virginia.
Why Richmond? It just happens to be in the heart of the congressional district of House Republican leader Eric Cantor.
We welcome the president. Look, let's talk about job creation.
Cantor says he'll be in Richmond a little later in the day to talk about businesses that can't create jobs because of excessive regulations by this administration. Cantor says he hopes the president works with Republicans on a plan that both sides can agree on.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. The president said he will send a written version of his proposal to Capitol Hill next week. This is a Fox News alert.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I love that song. I love that song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Linda Bot, 8:35 in the morning on September the 9th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea. Top designer lines, been in business here a long time, and he does great work. He's our optometrist of choice. He's at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325, on-site lab. He has, you know, he can take care of your children to your parents.
I was in the other day, and I need to have my glasses adjusted, and his girls, I guess one of them was at lunch, another one was busy, and so the doctor stopped what he was doing. You know, I think he was on the phone or, you know, working on a file. Took my glasses, fixed them, and of course, we were, again, I got to see in person the wonderful Wiley 10 Climate Control Series eyewear, or we call it Wiley X. And, of course, they're wraparound glasses. It's really important, especially if ski season's going to be just around the corner. What a great gift, by the way.
Riding your motorcycle.
Riding your motorcycle, your bike. How about just being out? If your eyes are sensitive to any kind of wind, you've got all kinds of the wraparound glasses. Curve, Route, Jake, Airborne, Blink, Airage, Brick. These are just some of the lines that he carries, so check it out. And again, you know, they just really give you great service, and that's Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell. And the other thing that's really wonderful is that they'll work with you if you don't have insurance and stuff like that. They're going to work with you on your needs and how you can afford things.
Okay. When we finished up, I just said, you know, you can usually tell how things are going by what people are saying, you know, on talk shows. Even though, as I said, you know, talk shows should not be where you get all your information, or at least make all your decisions. You get information, but make your own decisions and do it in a civil part. We listened to liberal radio shows. In fact, we are going to introduce a progressive radio show here on our station here in the near future. It'll be playing in the evenings.
It'll be playing late at night.
Well, not late at night. It's going to be playing in the evenings. I mean, is late at night 10 o'clock?
For us, it is.
Well, for you and I, we're unconscious at 10 o'clock, but other people listen to it. We're still deciding on which one. We've listened to a number, but yesterday they were ripping Obama. And you know that when the radio personalities are ripping Obama because of his job plan, they've said he switched parties, business wins, tax cuts have never worked, blah, 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 blah. That, if I was President Obama, I'd start worrying because now all sides are taking a whack at him. Okay, tell you what. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones here. We got Chris McCandless on. Chris, that was a beautiful song you sang.
Yes, we played the first part. So you finished it last night, Chris.
Yeah, we did. I wrote the song on Monday. You know, I wrote the song. It took me about 4 hours, but I had a vision that came through my head as far as for 9/11 to remember. And my band last night, we were at practice last night, and they were all willing to record it, so that's exactly when we got it done. That's kind of a rough recording right now. We're not done with it yet, but it was good enough to get it out before the weekend.
Well, wonderful. And you're performing this weekend, and of course you're going to be debuting the song live. We've debuted it here already, not the entire song, but portion of the intro, and we're going to play it again. But so this weekend you're going to be at the Sundial Film Festival. What time are you on stage?
Well, we're going to be at the Sundial Music Festival. We're going to be on there at 8. They wanted us to go at 9:11 because we, you know, of course we are a patriotic band because we honor our veterans, and we'll be on stage just before Somerset, and we're going to be from there from 2 to 3:30, and we're going to be singing that song on there, of course. And also Saturday or Sunday morning, I've been graciously invited to the flag ceremony over there on I-5 that they're going to have us come there, and me and my keyboardist were going to set the equipment, sing the song there also.
Oh, wonderful. The sunrise ceremony.
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. That's great.
So I think we're probably going to see you at the sunrise ceremony. We plan on being there, Chris.
Oh, awesome, awesome! And like I said, you know, this is I was always, you know, I was always, I've been having a hard time getting lyrics in my head, and then I, of course, you know me, I said a prayer to God and said, you know, I'm running out of time for 9/11. I said, give me a message, and boy, I tell you, when he gives me a message, he gives me a great message, and I wrote that song and. You know, it brought tears to my eyes and my wife's eyes, and I said, you know what? I said, he really wants to speak to the people, and what it just came out, and it's very, very, very moving the way it all came out.
Well, we sure appreciate what you do, Chris. That's for sure.
Well, Carl, you know, and, you know, my dad was a Marine, and you know how I am. I mean, it's not about me. It's about honoring my son, honoring you, and honoring all the other veterans that are out there fighting for our freedom. And, you know, No matter what everybody thinks about the wars and everything to do, it doesn't matter because you guys are there to do a job, and just honor them for doing a job because freedom's not free, and we wouldn't be able to be where we're at today without what you guys have sacrificed.
Well, thank you, Chris, and I'll take that. Thank you for all the warriors out there, because I'm sitting here safe, and I know all those young men and women are out there going outside the wire right as we speak. Okay, well, you have a great weekend, and we'll probably be seeing you.
All right, my friends, you guys have a great weekend, too, and keep up the good work for fighting for the good fight, you know, because it's people like you that are going to help change this country, and we're all going to do it together.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot. Chris McCandless. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:40 in the morning, 82 degrees. It's September the 9th, quickly approaching that day that is going to be forever in our memories on September 11th. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few of the things that are going on in our world and our city.
Soldiers fighting to preserve our way. Let's let them know we care while they're fighting over there, and give them thanks for all the freedom they protect. So let's hold on to each other.
Search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street, across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time. You see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th, is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. Everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the Triathlon Prep Camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th, and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning on September the 9th. Hey, a lot of things going on this weekend. Okay, we've got, of course, the Jan Daly concert tonight for the first anniversary of the Shasta Family Justice Center. It's going to start at 7 p.m., and there's going to also be a special tribute to veterans, and I've been honored to ask to introduce these veterans, and I promise you the veterans are, you're going to love this. They range from World War II heroes to the Global War on Terror heroes up there. Jan Daly was on our show earlier, or so last week, and then was on there last night with Linda. And in fact, we have some tickets to give away for tonight's show.
And that's right. We want to take the first caller here, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. It's the hotline. You guys, I've got four tickets. It's the remaining four tickets. These are right on the balcony. These are beautiful seats.
You're going to be able to see everything.
It's going to be a great concert. She was on with me last night. Jan Daly has performed with Bob Hope, Don Rickles. She's been on the Dean Martin Show. She entertained for the troupe. She's been in over 150 commercials, several films. The woman is such a seasoned actress and performer. I think we're going to be in for a great show. The Lou White Band is going to be backing her up, as well as a 50-piece, I think it's one of the high schools. I'm sorry right now, I can't remember which high school, but some of our local hometown grown talent will be here, or homegrown, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Jan Daly tonight, give us a call here and join us, because we're going to be there tonight. And of course, again, she's going to be bringing up some of our great heroes here from the North State and singing to them, and it's going to be a really wonderfully warm and talented and a step back to memory lane. And she's going to be doing some originals as well. So the call is coming in. We'll see who your name is, and the tickets are yours.
Okay, also, Sundial Music Festival and Rip Cook-Off is going to be going on this weekend at Reading Convention Center. Scott Joss. Is he a great guy?
Oh, we had him on yesterday.
Scott Joss is going to be
such a talent.
7 p.m. Saturday.
Another
7 p.m.
guy
Saturday
raised here.
At the Pilgrim Congregational Church, special guest Merle Haggard. It says, we'll put in an appearance and join the show. It says it right here in the paper. How about that? This is this part of the Right Sound concert series. $30 ticket price includes the show, the wine and appetizers. Okay, so, I mean, this is in the paper. Now, he didn't mention it. He did say there was going to be a surprise, but it says in the paper here that special guest Merle Haggard is going to be there. That's 7 p.m. That's at the Pilgrim Church right off of
Pilbon Congressional Church.
Right.
Yes, beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright Church and the acoustics. I know Joe Catania was there before. By the way, Amy. Congratulations, you won the tickets. I'll give you a call here. You got to pick them up this morning. That's 1326 Market Street. We're right here, right across from Old City Hall, right down the street from Kobe Steakhouse. We also want to say farewell to our friend who we love, Tammy, who's coming. We're going to bring her in just to say goodbye and loves to her. She's following her heart and her dreams and going to be leaving to Idaho to be with her beloved. So we're going to take a break and then come back and talk to Tammy and tell you some other things that are going on here in the North State.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great job. Man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time for great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for veterans. They're out there. They're going to be out there on 9/11, I promise you. That Cypress Square Barbershop. Let's go to Mike. Mike Ferrier, and we're going to talk about the big flag and the daybreak service.
Yes, sir. First is tonight, 7 o'clock, we're going to be walking an 1,800-square-foot flag into the middle of the Enterprise Band. We are pulling veterans out of the stands at Enterprise Stadium to help us carry that flag. So if you are a veteran, you're going to be in the stands, be prepared. I'm going to come get you. We'll have Ron Largent announcing it, and it'll be a very moving event. And then, yes, on 9/11, 6:45 in the morning, Enterprise Band is going to start playing. We've got bagpipers that are going to be there, and we are going to raise that same 1,800-square-foot flag to the top of the pole and then lower it in to half-mast. This is being put on by the combined first responders of Northern California, police, firefighter, firefighters, Cal Fire, all those people that put themselves on the line to make things good for us. And it is, of course, the 10th anniversary of 9/11 that we are remembering.
Absolutely.
On that morning. Sunday morning, bright and early.
6:45.
Rise right into the sunrise.
Right. We're going to be there. Linda and I will be there, Mike.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
All
thank
right.
you, Linda.
Thank you so much and for what you do. All right. Mike Ferrier, the giant flag, 6:45, sunrise service there. Be there, my friends. Okay. You know, since we started the radio station almost 2 years ago, and when we did, we put together a team of people that had faith in what we were doing, faith in our idea, faith in our plans. And the first person, one of the first people that rolled in was this young lady by the name of Tammy Chadwick. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Tammy became our director of sales. And trust me, selling a brand new radio station that's going up against corporate radio is not easy to do. But Tammy did it.
And Tammy took a leap of faith, which really speaks volumes about who she is as an individual. She came on to something that was, like, again, unknown. And so we are sending Tammy with our prayers and our goodwill and our wishes. We said before we left for commercial break that we know that you're following your heart and your dreams into a different state, to follow your love into a new world and you know, taking those chances, and that's who you are as an individual. You have a huge heart, huge hope, and huge faith.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. It is going to be a new adventure, but I'm definitely going to miss you guys. Definitely been like family and miss everybody here. It's local community, and definitely going to miss everybody.
Well, you know, Tammy, one of the things that we pride ourselves on here is, of course, is our integrity and our word. And having you represent us, as always, we've never questioned that. We've never had to worry about that somebody was going to come back to us and say, well, you know, Tammy said this or Tammy said that. It has never happened. And that it means so much to us, because without that, without your integrity, without what you stand for, is you have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you have always been out there. Your shield's been up. You have walked the path. And you have been somebody that we have been just absolutely proud of. And that's why when you came in to say you were leaving, because of your love and leaving the state, was we were sad because we'd be losing somebody like you with your integrity and who you are, but also happy. It's just like a daughter leaving us. And knowing that you will always, you can always welcome back
you
here to come in.
You always have a room in our house.
Always
to
have
stay.
A room in our house to come home. That's right.
Come
and you know
visit.
Your family's
come be
here,
with so. Us.
Well, thank you. Definitely thank you. And it's the same goes, you know, for you guys too. I mean, it's been easy selling for you guys because of the integrity and the, you know, everything that you guys do for the community. So you've made my job easy too. So, and I appreciate all that.
Okay, we know we're going to miss you, but you know, as change comes, we then welcome the gentleman who's going to be our sales director and is going to be now taking that mantle that Tammy has worn out there. Santos Urban, good morning, Santos.
Good morning.
And Santos is not a stranger to here, and is
also a veteran.
A veteran, a Navy veteran, and you'll have a chance to meet Santos if you go tonight to the Jan Daly concert. Santos is going to be there with us.
Looking forward to the opportunity, Carl.
Yeah, well, you know, we're glad you're here, Santos, and you had a choice whether you wanted to come here or not, and you
also took a leap of faith.
Took a leap of faith too.
Well, I think, like Tammy said, what the station represents, how you're involved in the community, really what is how I made my decision, and it was pretty easy, to be honest with you. I've seen what Tammy has helped you guys create, and I wanted to be a part of it. It's an awesome feeling.
One of the interesting things when we met you is that you have a mission statement in life. Not only are you a married man with three young boys, you also had a mission statement about how you wanted to be involved in media.
Yeah, it's what I've decided to do with my life, my career. I got a family that supports me, and having people like you that are also going to support me, not to mention the way the station holds itself in the community, is something I was looking for. And it's just, again, a great opportunity that I definitely was very open to. So I'm pretty excited to be a part of the family. Tammy has been a big help since she's been here, learning a lot of different things. This is my first experience in radio, but I'm really looking forward to, again, helping out where I can, growing what you guys have started, and just adding to it however I can.
Well, that's great. I mean, we've had we've been blessed with the people we've had here, including here Bad Bob, who's been with us from the very beginning. We thank him occasionally, you know, when we're not flogging him.
And I think what's happening with 9/11, as we remember, we've called close to us those that we have loved, those that we have lost. What we're doing right now with our time, and we count our blessings, and we think about what we're doing each day. It's a really, it's a big time to hold close to us our faith and our promise to the future.
True,
and
very
we do,
true.
And we do have our faith. Tammy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
You know,
and Santos, thanks for...
I love you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks for coming aboard. And we're gonna be, you're going to be hearing a lot from Santos.
Very happy to. Thank you.
Again, tonight, Jan Daly at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the Cascade Box Office. Of course, the 59th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue start on Sunday at Lake Redding Park. We've got the Wall of Honor, or Wall of Remembrance, down there on at Longcrest. We have, of course, the City of Shasta Lake and their 9/11 ceremony out there. Starts at 6:30. I was honored to ask to be the speaker out there, and I am so honored to be out there at the City of Shasta Lake to be able to join.
That'll be
the
candlelight
ceremony. Candlelight. They've got parts of the. They have steel from the twin towers out there as part of their memorial. So I can't say enough about everything going on. And, of course, the sunrise service for the giant flag out there at the giant...
So we have a big weekend ahead of us.
It's a big weekend.